From 88.5 KNKX, it's time for Weather with Cliff Mass and 88.5's Bellamy Palethorpe.
The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind.
The answer is blowing in the wind.
And we're going to get some answers on the wind that was blowing here last weekend in a bit. What happened with that Saturday storm? Did the media overhype it? I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with our weather expert Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. We'll get his debrief on the remains of Typhoon Songda and why it wasn't such a big deal after all. First, Cliff, it's been pretty rainy around here this week. Is it going to be drier this weekend?
It will be a bit, although will be some showers. But I should stress how wet it has been. The last 2 weeks have been extraordinary. A number of places in the lowlands have gotten 5 to 6 inches, some more, and the mountains have gotten hit by 5 to 10 inches. You know, a lot of rain. In fact, we have a chance of breaking the all-time record for October, which is 8.96 inches for Seattle. We're a little over 7 now, so a few major rainstorms in the rest of the month, and we have a third of the month left, could get us to the record. So pretty wet. The ground's getting soggy. There's been a tremendous transition.
But not so wet this weekend.
Not so wet, but there will be a few showers. Today, not a bad day. Temperature getting up around 60, partly cloudy. There's a few sprinkles around, but nothing much. Stronger, but not so strong front will be coming through this evening. And so it'll rain a bit overnight. But Saturday, I think it'll be mainly dry. A few scattered showers around. Temperatures getting up again around 60, partly cloudy. So Saturday actually won't be a bad day at all. Another weak disturbance comes through on Saturday night, Sunday morning. And Sunday, a lot of clouds, a few sprinkles, but not a lot. So it's not going to be a real problem. So you can still get outside. A stronger system comes in on Monday where we could get some steadier rain. So not a bad weekend and not a lot of wind.
In contrast to last weekend, talking about that storm, what really happened? Did the forecast get it wrong? It was not as windy as people were saying it would be.
Last week was the perfect storm of problems for forecasters in communicating what was happening. Earlier in the week, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday, the models were almost all on board going for this huge storm that would have been almost equivalent to the Columbus Day storm of 62. We're talking about a massive storm with a deep low pressure center, and the models were consistent. So we started to talk about that. We didn't say it was a probability, but it was a possibility. And the media clearly latched on to that. And there was all these headlines in the Seattle Times and elsewhere. But then something happened on Thursday. On Thursday, the models shifted. And virtually all the models, the American models, European Center models, and others, switch to a different solution in which instead of having this massive deep storm, it was a strong storm, but a much, much smaller one. And as we got into Friday, the models were emphatic about going for this much smaller storm that would be moving up the coast. Now, I think we had some problems communicating that. I think some of the media were still thinking about the big storm, and social media particularly was going that way. When at that point, you know, Thursday into Friday, we knew we weren't dealing with this huge storm anymore. But this still was a threat. But the problem was a very small storm produces very different forecasts for, let's say, Seattle, if the storm is right along the coast or offshore. So the winds in a particular place like Seattle was very, very sensitive to the exact track of the storm. And unfortunately, the way it is, there is uncertainty with tracks like that. And so what happened is the storm, instead of going right along the coast, as most of our models were suggesting, went about 60 miles further offshore. And that was enough to substantially drop the winds over the Puget Sound area. So that's what happened. Big shift in the forecast. And perhaps, and I think probably, we didn't communicate that change well enough.
So how can we do this better in the future?
Well, we had a big meeting at the Weather Service with media, psychologists, and others on Thursday. And, you know, we were talking about various ways to do this. One way suggested to us is we should not only talk about the most dangerous potential storm, but also the most benign. And then also tell people what we think the most probable solution is. So we have to give people more of an idea of the range, and particularly we have to give people an idea of the probabilities of these various outcomes. That's what we have to communicate better in the future.
All right. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every week at this time on Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, knkx.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.